Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's up, y'all?
We back on here this week after a big last week. And, you know, we got some shit to get to the bottom of the night. And you can believe it. But first things first, give a shout-out to Grilled Ink and Jay Barnes and them, man, giving us a show and all that good stuff. And UTH Performance, man, over here in Burlington, North Carolina. All y'all guys out there, if y'all need something, y'all get them guys a call, man. They can get anything for you, man. Anything that that you need, man. Got a nitrous refill station there. Get you drag radial slicks. Got quite a few in stock. So, you know, there ain't no waiting. I mean, might be some things you have to wait on, but, you know, most of your stuff they got right there. Get them guys a call over there on UTH Performance, man. Now, also talking about UTH Performance, on Friday night, some guys is sponsored a 28-275 shootout, stock style front suspension, any rear, $100 entry fee. First night of it was Friday night, man, and man, it was good, man. Had nine cars, I think, nine or ten. You know, they had a bike race up at Piedmont this weekend, and they let us work it in. So, you know, it was a good deal, man. Time was kind of cut short and stuff. You know, people was pushed for time, but, you know, overall, for the first time, I think them guys done a great job. And, you know, for the first time doing it, you know, you always learn and see, but everything went pretty smooth. Everybody kind of knows the outcome. It's a big video up on the Carolina Grudge Wars, you know, pretty much the shootouts and stuff. So I don't think it was actually no Pacific winner, but, you know, the money was paid out. It was split. Everybody was happy. Like I said, we kind of run out of time. But this Friday night, I think they're going to do another one. And it won't be no bikes, bike fest or nothing like that in the way. So, you know, the time won't be no big deal. We get it finished, and it's going to be a winner. It's a lot of guys that didn't come. And a lot that did. So the ones that come, me personally, I expect them to come back, you know. And the ones that didn't, I expect them to come because they done heard all the shit, excuse me, y'all, that went down and how good it was, you know. You know, I think it's going to be a pretty good thing. And that's Friday, this Friday night. People that was planning on going to William Brown race Saturday, if y'all want to stop through and get you a couple passes Friday night, get in the shootout, you can, you know, because William Brown got a big race up at VMP Saturday, and, you know, it ain't too far from Piedmont, and, you know, if you're just coming through, that's this Friday night fights at Piedmont. And then Saturday, I think, you know, he's got a race up there I think that's where most of the people's going. I'm not sure, but, you know, I think that's where, you know, they're going. You know, it's, you know, if anybody's got anything to say about the shootout, you know, got any suggestions or anything like that, you know, that y'all seen that didn't, that, you know, that y'all think might be better at being that's the first one, hit the one button and, we can, you know, we'll talk about it and, and we'll put it out there. And, you know, we might put some of it in effect, or them guys might. I keep saying we, but, you know, that's UTA Performance, Chad and them, Dan, that's them guys. But, you know, they know what the deal is. They know, they see what they got to do. But, you know, they listening to everybody. So if you got any things that you think you want to, you know, comment on, or, you know, something that you could see to better it, or, you know, we don't need no negative stuff, but if you see something that could better it, hit the one button and, you know, let us know, because, you know, it's, you know, you can, might help something out, man. I'm just on here just, you know, buying time right now, you know, because the shit's going to hit the fan. Here in just a little bit, but you know, let's have a, you know, a normal, you know, a kind of slow down show right now. You know, it's early. We've been on about 7 minutes, but you know, the shit's fixing to hit the fan. But I don't know, man. You know, I'm kind of, you know, the shit's kind of done come up now, so. I'm just, you know, I want to see if anybody on here got anything they want to talk about. I see one person ain't on here this week, or if he is, he ain't hit the one button like he does most weeks. I guess he and his feeling, his panties got some shit stains on him and shit, and I guess he down. you know. But anyway, you know, like they always say, ain't no motherfucking fun when the rabbits got the gun. Well, motherfucking rabbits got the gun, and you can believe it, and you can fucking believe it. So, you know, phone been ringing off the hook all week. I mean, you know, since pretty much Friday night, internet jumping. You know, the small block world been dead, and now, you know, since that goddamn bad storm out. And that's something that y'all here making a little fuss. We ain't even making no fuss yet. That's the thing about it. You know, everybody want to talk about Bad Storm. They want Bad Storm. They want this. They want that. Bitch, y'all don't want shit. If y'all want fucking Bad Storm, hit the goddamn one button. Fuck you talking about. Keep sitting on this motherfucker. Told you the shit finna hit the fan. You know, it might be a long show tonight, and it might be a fucking short show. But the shit's in the fan now. So, you know, where's all the fucking one buttons at? Where's all these motherfuckers that were looking for action? It's always on the internet posting pictures and all this bullshit. What's happening? Where y'all at? Talk to me and hit the one button so I understand that you understand what I'm telling you, because I want you to talk back to me so I understand you. You know what I'm talking about? We got one right here. 336-2952.
What's up, Josh Jones?
Oh, shit. That's the goddamn crew chief.
What's up, Mr. Jones? What's going on, partner?
Oh, we're just sitting back chilling, man. Sitting back chilling right now. Sitting over here watching Golden State put in work.
Let me update everybody right quick. Hey, everybody's listening. Let me update you right quick. We had a shootout Friday night at Piedmont Dragway. First round of elimination. Machiavelli pulls Lil Durrell. Lil Durrell runs out of Machiavelli life with Extreme Junior doing the driving. I just got back from Duke Hospital. They showed Extreme Junior ass up. but he's all right. Now, Extreme Junior came out of the hospital. Soon he got off the doctor table. You know what he said? Taylor done him to lock the fuck in again. He said, man, they blew my ass out. He said, man, I got 250 stitches in my ass. But we'll come back and run the same goddamn race and lock the fuck in. That's what he told me to tell everybody. He said, man, they beat me. Listen, they got, and then I seen when my main man, Lil Durham, he listening. Lil Durham posted, Extreme Junior, how you feel to get your asshole blowed out? And Junior said, it felt good. He went to goddamn Duke Hospital and got his ass blow, sewed up. He ready to go again. But all in all, it was a good show. But let me tell you this here. I don't know what the fuck everybody looking at. They better leave that motherfucker they call a bad storm the fuck alone. That bitch is Katie barring the doors. Hey, look. Hey, you know, I feel sorry. And then Lil Durham, he did say this.
Go ahead.
Lil Durham did say this here. Josh Jones is personal now. You talk so much shit on the goddamn starlight. He said it's personal there. So, he said that bad song got to show himself. I'm just telling you, don't shoot the best.
That's fine.
Yes, sir?
That's fine. That's all fine and dandy. But, you know, you said Extreme Junior wants Lil Durham again. And old Whitey says he wants Bad Storm. Well, Friday night fight, we ain't even got the motherfucking draw. We can go first motherfucking round, and we can go another 2,500 or better on the motherfucking side. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, so listen. If Lil Durham listening, which I know he is, Machiavelli said this week, you can get he want to return back. You know, he said everybody jumped 100 foot in the goddamn air when he couldn't move. They like to see a race again. Hey, I can't take none away. I told Lil Durham that two of them drag radio was goddamn going to find out the weakest link on his goddamn car. He'll tell his crew chief will tell you that. You know what his crew chief told me? Them goddamn drag radios don't work. I said, God damn it, boy, you ain't done nothing yet. The next goddamn pass, guess what he said? He'd never go back to a goddamn slick again.
Hey,
but
man.
I told him ahead of time, that motherfucking drag radio is going to define his car. Now, guess what? He posted, I'll never go back to a slick.
Hey, it's one thing about it now. It's one thing about it. Lil Durham got heart. But you know one thing about it? He ain't on this motherfucker this week beating his goddamn chest. I know that. He ain't on this motherfucker this week beating his goddamn chest. And he ain't going to be on here this goddamn week beating his goddamn chest.
Hey, listen.
And we ain't just going to talk about Lil Durham. We can't fuck with Machiavelli. That's out of our class. It is what it is. We ain't ashamed to say it. But goddamn Straight Jacket, Lil Durham, goddamn Old Whitey, goddamn Plan B, I ain't worried about him. That's a done deal. You know, they put a little goddamn post up, or somebody did, on the internet back first of the year. You know, I seen it. I can go back and find that motherfucker. I seen it. But, you know, I laid back. I laid low. Didn't say nothing. Well, I didn't have to say nothing. They know what it is. I bet you they don't want no fucking problems with that motherfucker no more. Ain't nobody picking on
him. Hold up.
But, you know, we had to put foot down.
Hey, Josh.
We had to put the foot down. Let motherfuckers know who the real
is. I gotta give you some respect. Hold up, listen. I gotta give you some respect. You remember last Monday night? See, I'm a man with this shit. You remember last Monday night when you was on the show? Listen to what I'm gonna say, and then I want you to comment after, all right? You remember this here? I said, Josh Jones, what the fuck have goddamn Bad Storm done for me lately? Remember that conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember exactly that.
You remember that? You didn't even comment when I said that. You did not comment when I said that. Right? But guess what? Friday night, the words that I told you about what have you done for me lately? Well, goddamn, you done something for me lately. Friday night.
Hey.
You goddamn, you didn't say shit. You came in and you said, goddamn, you know, I know what you said. You said, base right. What have I done for him lately? Well, goddamn, you showed me. You went into the shootout. You went to the goddamn fountain. You know? But this is the same car I asked you, what have you done lately? And then you said, well, this is what I did. Look, Friday night, you looked at me and said, what do you think? I said, well, you showed me what you done lately. Look, I couldn't be mad about that. But Lil Dale said it's personal between you and him.
Oh, yeah.
So I went on the start line, but when he walked past me, he said, it's personal between me and Josh Jones. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Lil Dale come on the show and let me know what that meant. Whatever you said to him, it rattled his cage because he felt some type of way.
Well, you know what? I felt some type of way for the past goddamn 6 months when motherfuckers be talking about me and goddamn my boys, talking about, oh, y'all motherfuckers ain't done shit. Y'all motherfuckers ain't done this. Y'all motherfuckers ain't done that. Y'all motherfuckers has-beens. Well, if we so much has-beens and we ain't done shit and we ain't never done shit, man, come get this lick. Come get this fucking lick. You see what I'm saying? So check this out. We're going to get to some real shit now. We ain't got to keep beating on Lil Darryl. You know what I'm saying? Lil Darryl, because at the end of the day, we all from right here. But let me tell you something. Last week, you know, Stephen Hammond's on this motherfucker from them down there 919, whatever the fuck it is. They was on this motherfucker beating their chest. What did I tell them? Straight off the motherfucking trailer. They thought it was a fucking game. They thought it was a fucking game. It ain't no motherfucking game. They called me today from Pro Stock Joe Show. Danny Ray Coop on that motherfucker beating his goddamn dick beaters. Man, let me tell you something.
Fucking Danny Ray. He's a nobody.
He ain't no fucking body. I told that bitch.
He's a no fucking body.
Motherfucking clown. Let me grab this call right here. Hold on a minute. Hey, caller, hit the one button again. I seen you. I was finna get you. He done dropped his hand. He got, I guess he felt like he'd been holding on too long.
Hold up.
Let me
try. I was at Fairview Saturday before I came back to Piedmont. And the King Kong truck was sitting there. You know, they said, don't nobody at Piedmont want no action with that truck.
Shit.
And I looked. And I went over there and talked to him. I said, what's up, Terry? You know, sitting there talking to him. And everybody that was standing close to him was like, man, don't nobody want no action with that truck right there, the King Kong truck, small block. I say, man, I told one of the boys standing there, I said, look, the bad song wants some action, he's small block. And then the man told me, and Josh, I feel some type of way. He said, you don't have nothing to do with the bad storm. You got vehicles of your own. Well, Josh, enlighten them a little bit. Because they said, you don't have nothing to do with the truck, with the bad storm. I said, you're right.
Man,
I don't.
Man, you know.
So
I'm going
to listen to what you got to say.
What they fail to realize is, you the goddamn crew chief.
You know, but no, they said I didn't have nothing to do with it.
You the goddamn crew chief. They on here,
Josh,
right now.
I don't know. The man looked at me and
well,
said
he'll
call you.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, you the crew chief.
Yeah. Hold up. He said, I call you personally. He said, I called Josh Jones right now, and Josh Jones will tell me that you ain't got a goddamn thing to do with that vehicle. I said, sir, okay, no problem. I don't want no problem. So I walked on down the road. But I said, get on the show and let Josh, you ask Josh the same question, and he going to tell you.
They already know.
I said, Josh ain't got no reason
to lie. I'm telling right now. You goddamn crew chief. Goddamn, when they see Bad Storm, goddamn it, they going to see you. And you can believe it. And you can fucking believe
but,
it.
But they said I didn't have nothing to do with it, so I didn't even argue the case. I
well,
said, I got a man
check
that
can
take
this out right here. Well, check this out. Next time you see that truck, and next time you see them, tell them put a motherfucking deposit up. And you can believe
all right.
it.
Hey, you know, the man made me feel bad.
Man,
he said, goddamn.
I don't know where that call is. We had a call on him a while ago. He hit the one button. I wish he'd hit the one button again. I looked for his number. I couldn't find his number. Hit the one button, call, and put your hand back up. I'll open your mic up. I don't know where he went to.
Yeah, motherfucker talked shit to me. You know what I did? I said, look, I came down here to watch the Street Outlaw Boys. I ain't even got shit to argue with you. I said, if you need
this
to
ain't
go,
no, this,
talk
this
to
ain't
y'all.
No lie. Hey, this ain't no lie. You know what I'm saying? We've been on here already for like 30 minutes. And all these people, you know what I'm saying, on the internet talking shit. You know, the only small block that we're going to stay out of the way right now in North Carolina that's nitrous, you know, if we in a shootout and we got to run a turbo car or something like that, that's one thing. But far as us going out here trying to lock in with a turbo car or fine action, no, we ain't trying to do that. And the only small block nitrous car in North Carolina that we just trying to, you know, I ain't saying that we're not going to run, but we just going to stay out your way right now because we don't feel like we fast enough for you right now. And that's David Brinkley. You know what I'm saying? He got two carburetors and shit, and he'll tell you that. He ain't got nothing to hide. But, you know, we just going to stay out of his way right now. He's just a tad little fast than us, and we don't want no problems with him. But all these other candy-ass chicken shit, motherfucking whatever you want to call your non-racing Facebook gangsters, fake-ass racing, whatever you call your fake ass, you know what I'm saying? We're looking for you, man. We got a warrant out for your fucking arrest. You know what I'm saying? All them motherfucking hell boys and motherfucking black Bettys or whatever the fuck they are, and Hammonds and Damons and Hemans and all that motherfucking shit, and Barretts and Dials and all them motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, I got warrants for y'all's motherfucking arrest. And you can fucking believe that. If you think it's a fucking game, pull in them motherfucking gates at Piedmont Friday night. You ain't got to get on here and be a man and lock in and let a motherfucker know you real. Just think it's a bullshit and pull in them gates Friday night and see if we don't go dead to y'all's motherfucking ass. That's what you do. That's what the fuck you do. And you can find out what's in that motherfucker. Know what I'm talking about? You can believe it. That's what they do, baby.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Where is everybody on the talk show? We had a good show. We had a good show at Piedmont. Now, this is one time everybody needs to talk. Because the show was, listen, it was 10 damn calls there. One broke. It was 10 damn calls in the shootout. One broke. Put it down to 9 calls. Now, for the first time, I can say Chad them had a good show there. Matter of fact, get Chad on the phone. We need to talk to him anyway. I mean, it was a good show. He need to come on and talk about that show.
Oh, I know he's
Hey, ain't no use of me and you pumping the show. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Hey, and by the way,
you know, motherfuckers
and by the way, your boy be there Friday night.
Motherfuckers ain't trying to lock in, babe. They ain't trying to lock in, man. That's why I say motherfuckers be beating their chest, man. But then just as soon as something comes on, all they want to do is get on the show and sit back on the fucking phone and listen and laugh and shit. And then they get to the track and you draw on them. Oh, I got a test. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that, man.
Your boy going to come down to Piedmont. You know, your boy Travis, Goldfinger. Hey, Travis, I'm going to bring the Mustang to Piedmont. I talked to him in Fayetteville. I told him about the show.
38-19.
There's Chad.
Chad.
What's up, cuz?
What's going
y'all,
on?
How y'all doing?
All right.
How's
hey, first of all.
How y'all doing?
All right. First of all, you had a good show Friday night.
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate everybody coming out and participating and
I'm really looking forward to this Friday. I think this is going to be a great thing. And I know that
this
is our first race, huh?
Hey, listen. Well, let me update everybody right quick. You and everybody else. This is what I'm going to tell y'all. And you heard it first on this show. Friday night, Zip Hustle is going to be in the house. Zip is coming to Piedmont Friday night. He heard about the shootout, and it's his way. He'll be there Friday night. I talked to Barry Mitchell. Barry Mitchell is coming. Listen to what I'm going to tell y'all. All these slow-ass motherfuckers got to get the fuck out the way now. But Zip will be there Friday night. Hey, Chad, whatever you do, you're going to have to set a rule.
And you can believe it.
You're going to have to set a rule. Because the boys is getting ready to come into this show. It's getting ready to fuck up this program. Hey, and everybody that follows Zip Hudson know how fast he can go. He can have a bullshit tune-up and go down to Piedmont track. He ain't got to go all out. Now, I'm just telling you, everybody got to get together and figure out something because Zip Hudson's coming Friday night. He said, God damn, they giving money away like that? I'm coming.
Well, maybe we need to set some rules in place.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever you do, we got to find a rule because if these cars start coming in, it's cure and kill everybody that was having fun.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's what we're
you
about.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on. It ain't nothing you got to do. All you got to do on that, if that's what y'all want to do, to see that at the end of the day, this ain't mine. It's y'all's. If that's what y'all want to do, all you got to do on that is just put on your flyer, put over in big in a box, make a box and put on that and say no class cars. and that'll stop that right there. You ain't even got to worry about it.
You damn right, because right
you
now,
got to worry about
Zip
it.
Is coming. See, and the thing
that's
about it,
that's
come
what
Friday.
Y'all do, that's what, you know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, come Friday, we ain't going to be able to stop it right now. You see what I'm saying? Because he done got the word, the rules and everything, and it fits his goddamn car. He's coming Friday night. When they told me that, I said, man, they just fucked up the program. You got a goddamn class car that can run 390. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. The bitch can go 390. So, guess what it means for
all
the local boys?
All you got to do on your flyer is just put no class cars. So that means when you put no class cars, though, you know, all these little local guys, because, you know, some of them used to be class racers till they got run the fuck out and down there because they couldn't fucking compete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all them little class races, the ones that still like to go and cook cheeseburgers and hot dogs and sit out there and, you know, stuff like that, make sure when September rolls around here that y'all don't take y'all's candy ass down at a Donald Long's race and show your time and then be running this up here all year like you a grudge racer or you a no-time racer. And then come September, you go down there and show your time. You know, don't do that now, you know.
I just want to enlighten y'all on that. And you know that's bullshit that's going to happen. Hey, Josh,
but
everybody
thing,
else knows. Goddamn.
Oh, yeah, the only thing about that is, you know, that's why I said, you know, the first night, as far as, you know, the when you had the shootout, you know, the Friday night shit is good, and we can do that and still keep that no time, no class cars. But, you know, I was just trying to help them when I throw that out there because they were talking about on Big Dog Night. If you're having a shootout on Big Dog Night, you need to open that son of a bitch up to the field. I can tell you that right now. I'm talking about to the world. You know, but you can keep that Friday night shootout, no class cars, put that on your flyer in big letters, and you ain't got to worry about it. But like I said, you ain't got to worry about them big guys. But all these little small guys around here, like I said, the ones that go down there and cook hot dogs and hamburgers and you know, go out there and try to qualify. You know, don't sit now. Don't sit around and all year run your little no time race at Piedmont, and then come September and February 2018, y'all run your ass down that Donald Long race and show your time. Because when you show your time, it don't matter how fast you are, you a fucking class racer. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Don't make a fuck
yeah.
if you run. It don't make a fuck if you run 650. You a class racer. You showing your time.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, yeah. it's coming Friday night. The word's out. That big bad son of a bitch is coming Friday night.
Well, I heard. Hey, well, you know what I heard? I heard Larry Roach coming Friday night. So it ain't
you
gonna
got
be
that right. I was
going to
tell you that too. I was going to tell you
yeah.
that too.
Damn right.
Hey.
I heard Larry Roach coming Friday night.
Yeah.
So it ain't going to be no walk in the park.
I was going to break that in too. But I just want to know that Mr. Hudson is coming Friday night. And
you know,
he ain't got to have no goddamn strong tune-up to do what he got to do. He ain't got to have nothing but a basic tune-up to go down the goddamn track and win money.
Oh yeah, but
what?
You know that's an easy that's an
yeah,
easy
listen,
that's an easy fix though. That's an easy fix.
Yeah. Hey, look, he said, "Goddamn, they giving away that type of money. That's easy money."
The only thing I'm worried about, is not you, baby. But like I said, you know, it's quite a few racers at Piedmont that I done seen go to Donald Long races, show their time year after year after year. And like
yeah.
I said, I don't want them to sit here and act like they no time racers and be up here racing grudge cars like Bad Storm and Old Whitey and Nino Brown and Ali and shit like that and Lil Darryl and Straight
yeah.
Jacket. And then, like I said, come September, that when Donald Long comes around, because y'all know he's going to have a big-ass race and he's going to have live TV, y'all run down there, and then y'all show y'all's time just because y'all want to be a part of something and say, fuck us. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, don't do no
yeah.
fake-ass shit like that.
Yeah.
You know,
so
that ain't
so,
no problem. Man. Chad, just
go
on your flyer and put on there no class cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No class cars, period.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, this program is going to get fucked up right here. If them two motherfuckers roll in, the goddamn program is fucked up. Because every Friday night, if they roll in, who the fuck can anybody do with it? Unless the bitch break on the start line, who the fuck can stay in the boys?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
I mean,
you're right.
Right or wrong? You got a motherfucking
right.
run 390. If he toned it back to goddamn 450s, who the fuck can run him? You understand? And all he got to do is just tone his goddamn car back just to go down the goddamn track. That kills the goddamn program. He come in every Friday night. Guess what? He been letting Roach in the fouls every goddamn Friday. Unless some break on their goddamn vehicles. I mean,
oh,
we
yeah.
got, look, hey, Chad, that's why I'm letting you know ahead of time. The word was out. I got a text, and they said, hey, you know, Big Bad, Mr. Hudson is coming to Piedmont Friday night. And I looked at everybody and texted them back and said, to do what? They said, to run y'all shoot. I said, son of a bitch.
It'll be all right.
You understand?
It'll be all right.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right,
I can't say that bad.
What you got is a good thing, but you're going to have to put a limit to what you got going on right now. Because if you don't stop it right now, this goddamn class, who the fuck is going to come? Who the fuck is going to come if they keep coming every week?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I can't say nothing bad about it because I was just, you know, the reason I put it out there like that because that's the way I do my, you know what I'm saying? Like, they come running my
yeah.
race and shit, man. I be
hey,
having
look,
18
and didn't nobody even know that.
I
figured I'd let everybody know that the word is out, that them boys are coming, and then you killed it with the Larry Roach, which I already knew that Roach was coming too. But I knew a motherfucking class racer like Hudson was coming to goddamn Piedmont to get that little bit of money that was they was handing out.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's ask this then. We ain't got to worry about that. I mean, all the people that was up there in the shootout, you know, all of them feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I be talking about.
Yeah.
You know, motherfuckers get in their feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? But all of them been on the internet all week talking about this and that. They feel some type of way. Where they at tonight? You know what I'm saying? Where they at? I mean, I don't understand it. Where they at tonight? You know, they feel some type of way. Why don't they? Let's put a fucking deposit up. You know what I'm saying? Let motherfuckers know it's real. You know, that's what I say about a whole lot of fake-ass bullshit be going on. Motherfuckers be doing a whole lot of motherfucking riff-raff talking like they fucking war-ready, like they built like that. Bitch, you ain't built like that. Your motherfucking air full of, your chest full of air. Believe it. If you
yeah,
built
man,
like
hey.
That, motherfuckers be on here looking for action, man. That's point-blank period, man. We got a full show. Motherfuckers be on here looking for action. Motherfuckers ain't looking for no action. If they looking for action, hit the fucking one button. They all on the internet, though. That you get on Carolina Grudge Wars, they on that right now. They on that motherfucker. Oh, I blowed your ass out. I done this. I done that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, bitch, do it. That's what you do. Fucking do it. Quit fucking talking about it and fucking do it.
And I talked to another man that said he likes the way the show was. He's coming. I want Popeye.
Man, that's Popeye.
He's ain't gonna come and run the shootout.
You know, there's something else. There's something else that was funny. You know, all year long, they've been on Popeye ass. Motherfuckers have been on Popeye ass, and I ain't taking up for nobody. I'm just keeping it real. Motherfuckers been on Popeye ass. Whoa, he ain't down. He ain't down. Why they ain't been calling him Popeye out no more? Why they don't? He got motherfuckers' money like a son, bitch. They don't want the money back. They don't want the damn
Popeye
money back.
Coming to Piedmont. Hey, Popeye is coming to the Piedmont to run the shootout. Man, listen, I talk to a lot of people during the week. That's why I know who's coming and who ain't going to come to Piedmont. I talk to Popeye.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, man, we could get enough. Hold on a minute. Check this out. Enough motherfuckers on here feel some type of way about each other. Man, the first round, we wouldn't even have to draw out no hat. Pick your fucking man. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And go to motherfucking war. This ain't no Friday night. This ain't no Friday night recession or no sit around and sip champagne. Bitch, this Friday night fight. You know what that means? That means fighting, motherfucker.
You better get in the fight. Hey.
Let's see who this is.
You know Travis with Goldfinger? Travis coming up with his Mustang.
336-1773.
Gonna be a motherfucker come this week.
Who's this?
Stream Junior.
Man, I done fuck around and down. Hit the goddamn Zoom button on this computer. I can't zoom out. I can't see shit. Man, what the fuck just happened? All right.
Yep. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a goddamn.
You know,
hey, man, they talk about fight night. It's showing up going to be some fight going on there.
That first round
call
out, going to see if a man really wants somebody, because that man he keep talking to, call him out, and he say no, put on blast.
I mean, shit. Man, I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to do it. These motherfuckers talking all that shit, man. I'm sick of it, man. They've been talking all that bullshit. They've been talking. And the thing is about it, they just ain't been talking. Them motherfuckers been out there testing. They've been running them down the track, running from track to track. Man, you want me to tell y'all something? I don't mean to. Look, man, half these motherfuckers out here, man, y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, man, y'all ain't got y'allself a bitch-ass thing, man. And that's real. Y'all ain't got y'allself a bitch-ass thing. Good God Almighty.
Hey, I don't know what the fuck is going on there.
But
damn,
like I said before, got my asshole sewed up, and I want some more pain.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hey, baby, I know exactly what's going on. There's some motherfuckers on here deposit ready, and hey, they can't get on here with that bullshit.
And you know, I don't normally throw that car out there, but I didn't got the word. God damn it!
All right, hold on a minute, Austin. We might have action. Hold on. Let's see.
Yo.
336-5796.
What up, Jeff?
What's the deal, dog?
Yo.
Who is this?
No, shit. It's goddamn Polo, brothers.
Who?
Look, it's Polo, nigga.
I mean, shit, I don't know who it is. I don't know.
Yeah, you know me, Jeff.
I can't hear you.
I'm like this, though, bro. Can you hear me?
Oh, what's going on? Just go on, tell. I can't really hear you, man. Your phone going in and out, man. But go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm going to sit on this motherfucker there. Especially, you know, because Uncle Ben ain't know who this is. Especially with mad ass goddamn little Darren. He want to talk shit out. He bruise somebody's ass. Hot dummy shit. Every damn time he get donkey, goddamn fuck, he get quiet. But now, because you done bruise one person's ass, you want to beat your goddamn chest? And I'm a man of my goddamn word. 2018, I'm going to make little Darren ass sit the fuck down and shut the hell up. Because all they got is goddamn car. He was drawing a goddamn big block. Hey, motherfucking Josh, you know who this is. This goddamn, this the black STM, goddamn. Keep it quiet as goddamn kept. He want to draw some goddamn body. Bitch, draw on goddamn me.
Oh, well, Lil Darryl, I don't think Lil Darryl on the show, man. I think he in his
field. I want him to. I'll play this. I will go past his house and let him goddamn see. I've been waiting on his goddamn ass. He got all this shit. He posts his cars, his bike. I don't give a fuck. I want that damn ass. Fuck Bruce, your goddamn ass. I'm going to take you out the goddamn game. I mean, just because you get a one-fucking-ass goddamn win, that shit don't mean nothing to me, bro. You know what I mean? Race, goddamn race. Don't beat you, goddamn
chance. So you ready? So let me ask you something. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you something. So are you deposit ready right now?
Say what?
Are you deposit ready right now?
I ain't gonna be goddamn ready to make sure, but goddamn, that's the one I'm gunning for. And Mark knows who this is. I'm gunning straight for him, bro. You feel me? Because a race is a race.
Man,
you feel me?
Hold on, man.
Ain't nobody going, bro.
Man, hold on a minute, man. Hold on, man. We come on, man. Hey, all right. Man, just when you see him, tell him, man, we can't. Man, if you ain't deposit ready, man,
him all the time. He already knows you.
Yeah, we can't be talking, man, if we ain't deposit ready right now, man. We in some real shit right now,
bro.
Now, man.
Oh, Tristan,
yeah,
I know
we got to be deposit ready,
all
the
goddamn time, bro. It's just a point like y'all got this head. You know what I mean? I've been sitting here listening the whole time, being quiet.
Yeah, we got to be deposit ready, though, man. You got to be deposit ready. You get on here and beat your chest at that man, though. You can't sit here and beat your chest at that man say lock in, and you talking about you ain't going to be ready the next year. I'm just keeping it real. You can't do that, man. Yeah, you can't do that because that man say lock in, and all you're going to keep doing is sitting there telling him what you're going to do. Shit, we can't. Hell, no, nah, can't do that shit. But, you know, anyway, goddamn, I had some people on Facebook last week. I had the goddamn goon on there that said he was going to call in tonight, said he was going to lock goddamn Bad Storm in with goddamn Handy Racing for 5-0-25 or better Thursday night, and shit. I've been sitting here waiting on where they at. Where they at, though? Shit, we won that motherfucker. Shit, motherfuckers talk that shit. That's what I be saying. Man, motherfuckers just
talking
on Facebook,
man.
The
next one. Now,
what's up?
Last week, listen what I'm going to tell everybody. Last week, when there wasn't no racing going into Friday night, going into Friday night, everybody was on the show. It was going down. Then Facebook got live. Friday night, this is what's going to happen. But here we go. We don't win Friday night. So everybody need to come back on the show. Talk about it. Lil Dan fucked Austin up. God damn it. He fucked Machiavelli crew up. Okay. Boom. That's over with. We're on to another race come this Friday. But why ain't everybody coming on the show and talking about what the fuck happened Friday night? Listen,
Lil Durr, his crew jumped so goddamn high when they turned the W on. Hey, man, I swear to God, I thought there was LeBron James in the boys as high as they jumped. And I don't have no problem with that. That's part of racing. When your crew, he will stay in. Goddamn, he came down. I told him the drag radios was going to fool him. And they said, shit, them drag radios ain't shit. They soon found out that them drag radios were better than the goddamn slick. They found that out. But they told someone, hey, the drag radio ain't showing me shit. You didn't make them one goddamn heat off of them. And goddamn, you bashed the damn tire. But when they came back again, they found out that goddamn drag radio was for real. You said,
hey, and you can believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, they looked at me, they said, everybody bragging about a goddamn drag radio. Man, that drag radio ain't shit. The next round, when they come back and they found out, that goddamn, I said, listen, if this motherfucker ever tank, he going back to the moon. And they said, that motherfucker ain't going back to the moon with a drag radio. The next class, what happened? They went straight to the goddamn moon. When I told him, I said, that goddamn drag radio is a motherfucker. Now, I mean, come on and talk. Man, listen, this is the problem I got. And I told you Friday night, this is the problem I got right here. Okay, they beat the Machiavelli car. They jumped up and down, which you don't give a fuck. That's part of goddamn racing. You're supposed to get excited. But goddamn, don't wait till next week and then don't come back home. But I just saw a post a while ago. Hey, Austin, how your ass feel? We blowed it out. But come on the show. Come on the show. Man to man. This is the shit I be talking about. You pump fake too goddamn much for me. 1 minute.
All right, hold on a minute. Baby.
Okay.
Hold on a minute, baby. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I ain't going to cut y'all. Just hold on a minute. Let me see something. Hold on. All right. 336-7222. Who we talking to?
Yo, Lil Durr crew. That's all y'all gonna talk about
is
Machiavelli and Lil Durr.
Well, who is this? Hold on.
This is Phillip. This is Phillip.
What's up, Phil?
That works on Lil Durr. That's all I've been hearing. I just got on the show about 10 minutes ago.
No.
Hold on. All I'm hearing is Machiavelli this and Lil Durr there. The car is broke right now, man.
We didn't hear nothing about Machiavelli. What I said is, y'all blew goddamn Machiavelli. Austin went to goddamn Duke Hospital to get his ass sold up. Austin and Machiavelli said, put a deposit up so y'all can run again. That's the only thing you heard, is you heard it right. You know, it wasn't about the Lil Durr crew. It wasn't about the Machiavelli crew. I said, when y'all beat them, you jumped 100 miles. Y'all jumped 100 feet in the goddamn air like y'all was LeBron James and stuff. That's part of racing.
Baby.
I'm not mad at none of that shit.
I said, come on and talk about the race that we had Friday night. Okay,
Slow down. Slow down. We ain't saying nothing about what you did running Machiavelli. We said, come on the show and goddamn represent. Last week, everybody was on the goddamn show talking up to the goddamn racers.
I just came on the show because I heard it was a whole lot of Machiavelli and Lil Durr. That's all I hear.
Josh and everybody, I tell you, it wasn't that serious. Hold on, let me talk.
I heard Josh, Austin
and Machiavelli up. And I said, goddamn, Austin went to goddamn, I'm going to update you right quick since you was listening, goddamn it. I'm going to update you. I said, Austin went to goddamn Duke Hospital. He didn't go to Chapel Hill. He went to Duke Hospital because his ass sold up. That's what the fuck I said. And then I said that the Machiavelli crew said they like to run that race again. That's what I see. Wasn't nobody talking no junk about the Lil Durr crew or the Machiavelli crew. Now you say what you got to say. And wasn't nobody talking no shit about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
We're going to be at the beach this week for a bike rally. So it ain't going to be no race Friday. So y'all can
tell
us.
Okay.
I heard Josh Jones said he won old Whitey first round, and you said you want McAvely want Lil Durrell.
No, I did.
It's not going to be no race.
I never said we wanted him. Josh Jones
said
that.
Josh said it.
Hold on, guys. Okay.
Come on, man.
Hold on a minute. I got a caller right here. I'm finna open his mic up. I don't know who it is. We're going to see him. He's been on here
waiting for a minute.
There's a little Daryl. I ain't going to be here this weekend. And y'all going to bike rally. Well, hang the fuck up.
Yeah.
Why I got to hang up for? We got more hobbies than just one hobby. That's why y'all get it twisted at. We do all this shit.
Hold on a minute, Phil. Hold on. 757-777.
Yeah, Phil. Ain't nobody saying nothing about Lil Durrell and McAvely running again. That was dead on Josh.
Hold on,
he won on Whitey. And if McAvely and Lil Durrell won't do it again.
Hold on, man.
But that sounds like a good race, though.
Hold on, man.
I'm just saying.
Now, goddamn it, I'm gonna mute y'all goddamn mic now. Hold on. 757-777. Who we talking to?
Good, that sounds like Weeby number.
757-777.
That's Weeby.
777. If you don't say it, I'm gonna hang your ass up, man. Who is this?
Shut your slow ass up, Josh.
Yeah, what's up, cuz?
That's Weeby.
What's up, too, man? Yeah, it's Weeby.
What's up, Weeby?
You coming down Friday night to Piedmont and shoot for this 2,000, cuz?
I don't know. I just got brakes on my car. My dumb ass had my brake calipers on backwards. So I don't know where
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, cuz. Since you just said that, you lost your turn. Hold on a minute. Let me grab this mic. Hold on.
Damn.
7683. Who is this?
It's a go.
What's the deal, dog? Y'all ready to lock in 5 on 25 or better? Bad storm against Old Red.
5 on 2 grand. Let's get it.
5 on 2,000. Friday night at the Friday night fight.
Yep.
All right. What time? What time you want to run, Goon? 9 or 9:30.
Yeah, well, y'all talk to the owner on that.
Oh no, I don't need to talk to him. You need to talk to him. You said you gonna lock him goddamn in. You need to call him and talk to him. Oh hell no.
Hey, Josh, I'm right here. Hey, what time do you want to lock it in?
All trying to help each other build something cool.
Do what now?
Put a time on it.
100 cars.
No, hold on a minute, man. You can't. I got. I just asked the man. I can't make the man. I just asked the man what time he want to run. He said he got to talk to Dale Handy. So you know what I'm saying. He said he's gonna talk to Dale Handy, and he gonna find out. But yeah, we can lock in Friday night, 5 on 2,000. Bad Storm versus goddamn Old Red. Head up Pro 3, 28-275. No bar.
Right. I'll talk to Dale, though, but, that, yeah, we'll lock in. Let me find out what time Dale wants.
Yeah,
I don't know that man.
Well, you just find out, and you make a post on the board, and you tag me in it, and when you find out, so we can make sure, you know what I'm saying, we can put a deposit up and make sure, you know what I'm saying, it's on the up and up.
Okay.
All right, hold on a minute.
Hey, look, while I'm talking, what's up with Straight Jacket? I'm trying to lock him in 3 on 1,500, same day.
Oh, shit. Good. God almighty. 336-6678. Who is that? Hold on a minute, Goon. I got you. Don't go nowhere.
Oh, Goonie.
What up?
This is Nelson. What's up, Goon?
Oh, shit.
What's up, Nuts?
What's up?
What's good, Goonie?
What it do?
What we going to do, baby? You done called me out about 2 or 3 times, man.
Hey, if Straight Jacket don't do nothing, I'll lock you in for the same amount, $3 on $1,500. But I want to get him
come
first.
Come on, man. Come on, man. The goons I know got more than that, man. All the goons I know, man. You done called me out twice. It's at least a ban each time you call me out. So this is the third time. So we at least on 25 at least.
We'll do so. I can't say that, but I'm gonna do $2,000. I ain't gonna do no more than that.
You want to come straight out of the trailer or what?
We can. All
right. Say no more.
You want to do that straight out of the trailer? What is going to do, what, 5-on-2?
I don't care. Yeah, at least.
Well, shit, I'm going to tell you what, bro. I can't come straight out the trailer.
Uh-oh.
I can't come straight out the trailer. But I like
you
in, though.
Would you, I don't want to be the last one. So
I'm
go by
I don't get
on
work at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Let me get these other two. I ain't gonna sit here and tell you, you know, blow smoke. I ain't worried about you right now. I got two people to handle. We gotta get Bad Storm, my teammate. We gotta get Bad Storm, and we gotta get that straight jacket up out of here.
Oh. Yeah. He called me out too before.
Well, it was straight jacket.
So you got, yeah, we got to flip a coin. See what he wants.
Straight, you be better off running me, cause if he don't do nothing, we definitely gonna do something.
All right, that's what.
Well, straight jacket does inbox me and says he want to lock you in. I told him hit the one button.
Oh,
which
he got to do
is
hit it. 3-on-15, I'm ready. That's why I called in on the show tonight. Really was for him. But we're going to lock Bad Storm and Lil Red in.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Oh, shit. Hey, man. Man, you always got that bullshit on your phone.
Yo.
Man, yeah, yo, hell. You always got that bullshit ass, loud ass background noise, man. Come on, man.
What's
up, bro? What up, straight Jack?
I like you in Friday for $300,000.
Well, I ain't gonna say he ain't playing. That's good. That's a good run.
Race by 8 o'clock.
Race
well,
by
no,
eight.
Not eight, because the damn track no over. You can't be on the track to stay, I don't think. So, race by 9.
I go at 8 off the trailer.
You coming straight off the trailer, Bracey?
Hey, Ali, let me put him on the third floor right fast, and I'll get to you. Let me put him on the third floor.
Did you do what now?
Let me put him
man,
on the
you
third floor.
Man, you can't put me nowhere but in that little 1,000-high damn dog. But we gonna
man,
do it though, cause
look,
we ran for the first time. Fuck it. 300,000,
yeah.
Race
this
by 9 o'clock.
Money. I mean, if you don't want to race for it, this is my money. You do what you want to do.
We
good.
I ain't gonna say here and tell you. I ain't trying to bet whatever. That's good. I just want to get my race back.
Well, you got it Friday. So get ready for it. It ain't gonna
there
be what Vegas gonna be though.
I know that's right.
Now, hold on, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. Let's bet another
why?
500 on the gap, though. Let's
hold
bet 500 on the fucking gap.
Hold on, y'all. Hold
oh,
on.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on, y'all. So you telling me right now that y'all locked in, when y'all get to the track, y'all going to hand me a deposit. It's already locked in. Y'all going to lock in
$300 on $1,000 or better
in the lanes, race ready at 9 o'clock. The Goons versus Straight Jack. Same rule, 28-275, no bars.
Right.
Yes,
all right, well, that's locked in. So, come Friday now, ain't no motherfucking, if a motherfucker don't show up, somebody going to owe somebody some money now. That's locked in now. This ain't no bullshit.
That's locked in. I'll be there.
All right.
Yeah, it's squirrel.
All right, well, there it is. There it is, Chad.
Hey, Josh. Josh.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Dale and see what time y'all want to do it, and I hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, any time after 9 o'clock, we can go at 9 o'clock or after.
Well, me and Brace will go definitely before y'all will.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Go ask. Just get ready for
yeah.
the gap.
I know that's right.
I know. So,
Boy.
So, where's all them boys at from Red Spring? Where them motherfuckers at? A bunch of weak ass motherfuckers. Danny Ray Cooper and all them motherfuckers, Hellboy and them Hammonds boys and shit. They damn sure on the internet beating the goddamn. I bet them motherfuckers' fingernails, I bet they don't even have to cut their fingernails. Them some bitches stay wearing them down and they got them on the keyboard typing. Oh, yeah. So, shit, straight jacket. It's been a long time, man. Where you been hiding at,
Josh?
Hey,
Josh.
Yeah,
man,
Josh.
Man, I've been laying low.
What's up, man? Hold on a minute, straight jacket.
Hey, look
yeah.
over here.
Talk to me. Yeah.
$3,000 Friday night up for grabs on 16 car field.
Oh, all right. Where y'all here?
What was that?
$3,000 up for grabs. 16 car field. Winner takes $4,600 home.
Damn.
$100 a car to get in.
Hey, Chad, I keep telling you, Zip is coming.
Hey.
Larry Roach is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to do something about that if you're giving away that type of money, man. I ain't being funny,
man. I just told him what to do. Hold on, man. I just told him what to do, y'all. I just told him. That's all he got to do. Put it on there tomorrow.
Yeah, well, he
got to
hurry
and
post it. So, listen. Come Friday night, Zip Hudson and goddamn Roach is going to be in the house, man. I'm telling y'all. So he better go ahead and post it right now and let everybody know. Because if he don't, when the boys roll in the gate, it's going to be a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody know.
Oh, yeah. I'm
the
listening.
The goal, and
I'm
everybody
listening.
Know that. Right or wrong?
What's that?
If he's going to get $4,600 away, Zip Hudson was coming Friday night anyway. You understand?
Oh, yeah. I already told him
we
that.
We can't run Zip Hudson and got them Larry Rose.
Well,
man,
let me tell y'all something. Hold on a minute. Let me explain something to y'all. All right. I'm going to break it down for you, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to tell you the real side of things. Okay. You just put the no time. You put the no class cars up there, Chad. Go on and put that shit up there. Okay. It
yeah.
might not be this Friday. And it might not be the next one he has, but I can promise you, as this thing keeps growing, well, people like Keith Zabo and them, I can tell you right now, they're going to pop
they
up. They're
going to roll in, man.
And you ain't going to be able to tell them that they can't run because you know what?
Because they run no time.
They got grudge cars.
Yeah, that's right. Zabo and all the boys got no time cars. That's why you gotta put a fine line between this shit right now, man.
So, you know, that's that. But, you know, right now, fuck the shootout. I don't give a fuck who comes. It's a motherfucking grudge race that's finna take place. And you can believe it. It's a motherfucker
yeah.
on here looking for action. It's a motherfucker on here trying to lock in. But let me grab this caller right fast. Let me see who this is right here. Well, this motherfucker jumping. 336-1454. Who is this?
It's Diddy.
Who?
It's
What's the deal, dog?
Nah, shit, man, boy. That club, that's going to be rough right there, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be it's gonna be just like everything else. You know what I'm saying? You can't,
yeah.
you know. But it is what it is. A shootout is for a scary motherfucker anyway. You know what I'm saying? Man, we trying to run. Y'all trying to run five passes for 3,000. We want to run one for 3,000. Oh, yeah. For all them small blocks like Old Whitey and Dale Handy and all them. Whatever that shootout is, fuck the shootout. We'll shoot off in your ass. One pass, one shot, one fucking kill, or whatever you can fucking come up with. And I'll prove that fucking method.
Yeah, I ain't shooting out. I want murder.
Right?
Yeah, I'll fuck a shootout. Only reason it turned out good for us the other night because we got it, because the only reason that we got in, because they said that you had to get in the shootout to make test pass. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got in there. It turned out good, and it was a good shootout. But, you know, we ain't no shootout type of guys. Fuck a shootout. We want to get across your motherfucking ass, or you get across ours one. One of the fucking two. Oh, yeah. Great Jack. Man, I believe that's you with all that background noise, man. I'm telling you, man. Or if you P Diddy one, you need to go on mute. Shit.
Man,
y'all need to get that background noise, man. If you ain't talking, put your phone on mute, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't even no use of being live. But yeah, Straight Jacket, what's up, man? What you gonna do?
Get you out.
Well, shit, let's lock in.
Who said they gonna get me?
That goose. I don't know who that was.
That goose.
Let me tell you what this is.
Numbers don't lie.
I know they know.
336-6286.
I promise you
336-6286.
Josh, what's
up,
man? What's up, Pimp? Oh, nah, shit, man. Y'all, I like what I'm hearing, man. It sounds like this Friday's going to be good, man. That's what I like to hear.
Oh, yeah, the boys act like they're ready to go, you know. They was kind of scared of the last car. I told them just put the no time on there, you know. Which I see what they say.
Yeah.
You know, them guys can't beat them guys.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, eventually, and like I think it was Bebe, like Bebe said, eventually, if the pot keeps going up, you're gonna start bringing the boys in out there. It's gonna make it harder for the locals to get them W's, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just gonna happen. You know, it's, ain't no way around it. Unless you just say, hey, you know, you got to live on a certain mile radius from the track or whatever, or make it all.
Do it on your
daughter. If not, man, it's. I mean, you know, you gonna get some bad boys coming in. It's got
unlimited.
What's
up, man?
That's what gets things better.
That's competition.
Yeah, that's
going to
make
the
thing better, man.
I mean,
make sure all the bad boys come in July 22nd. July 22nd. $5,000 shootout. Small flock. Oxide.
23, $5,000
shootout. Daddy Dave versus Herb Rule.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you want, man. You're going to have to bring good shit in there to get the crowd back like it used to and just start pumping. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're going to come. I mean, same way like we got June 10th. I mean, the Carolina No Time Tour coming. I mean, it's calling some all over coming. Florida, Tennessee, Maryland. I mean, it's some bad boys coming.
Y'all hear
that?
It's a full show, so y'all need to tell what you got. You know, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. You know, I keep it real. I'm going to tell y'all like dog teeth. You know, if y'all want me to advertise that motherfucker on here every week, y'all just write me a motherfucking check and send that motherfucker on over here and send me your flyer on over this motherfucker, and I'll read that motherfucker word for word every week till the goddamn race comes up. And you can believe it.
That's right. Hey, that's business. I understand 100%.
Y'all free to talk about what you want to. If y'all want to advertise what you got, go on and tell people what you got, man. You right, it is business, but Josh, you can't be like Dog, because Dog told us he ain't charged nothing.
He said Herb did so much stuff for him, he can't charge us nothing, so I understand your situation, though.
But Dog said he ain't charging nothing. He advertised it. He said Herbert did so much stuff for him, he'd be wrong, crazy for him to charge him.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I understand.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, go on and tell the folks what you got, because I ain't going to do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a damn what you do on here. But you say, I'm going to do it.
Oh, no. Versus the ruler. $5,000 small block shootout, nitrous only. Got a 2080 string, $5,000, 12 car minimum. If it goes down less than 12 cars, we might break it down to $3,500, but you're still going to get some change. No entry fee.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure y'all been seeing flyers. I've been posting up what our deal we got going on. I mean, basically the same thing. We got $29,315. It's a $4,500 purse. $28,275, $4,500 purse. Small block, $4,500 purse. And we also have some points race on our no-time deal. We also paying out championship money at the end of the year. For all the guys that's been supporting us all through the year, we're giving away $12,000. No buy-in or nothing, just free money we're going to give away at the end of the year for support. And then plus, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
racing.
Good. That's good. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
that wants to do a four-car shootout, whatever y'all put up, we're going to match it. Anybody wants to do a four-car shootout, if each car put up $2,500 apiece, we're going to put $2,500 on top of it. If y'all want to do a small shootout and do $1,500, or somebody want to do $1,000 or whatever, we're going to put the same thing on top of it. So y'all just let us know what four-car shootout y'all want to come up with, and we would accommodate you.
And we also got, you know.
So every race that happens at Piedmont normally be good. You know what I'm saying? You got the no time.
Oh, yeah.
You got Josh's race, and you also got see, Josh, I advertise it. You don't worry. You ain't got to see that. You got Josh's race. I forgot the date. Josh, I'm going to tell you when to step in.
September.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere the 10th or something like that. But anyway,
yeah,
then you got
September 9th.
Then you got July 22nd.
Yeah,
so you got about
September
a month apart. For the next 3 months, you got about a month apart.
Exactly. You got
a whole lot of money being given away in Piedmont.
You got Carolina time June the 10th. Then you got the July 22nd. You got Herd in the race, and then you got Josh race falling in September. September 9th,
yeah.
Right, Josh?
Yeah, that's
there you
it.
Go,
that's
so, it's a lot of bad boys gonna be at the track. Main thing I like to see too, when all the out of town boys roll in, we gotta protect that track. All these local boys need to get on their ass. Let them know who run Piedmont. Don't let them boys come in here from out of town and take over the track.
You can believe it.
You can run each other like on the Friday night deal. What's going on? Hell, when they roll in town, you get on their ass. Team up, get on their ass.
Yep.
Shit, work together. Right. Shit, then hell, just like the boys doing Street Outlaws. They do cash days. They go against the out of town boys. Then when it's regular racing going on, then they on each other's ass. Shit, work it like that.
That's right.
They protect their turf. That's what we got to do. We got to protect Piedmont. Let them know we got the baddest motherfucking shit around here. So when they know, when they come to Piedmont, they got to be correct. That's how you got to do it.
Oh. The only thing about that, that's exactly how you got to do it. But the first thing we got to do, or the first thing that me and my crew got to do, we got to blow two or three motherfuckers' ass out to show them who the goddamn top dog is. That's the first thing we got to do.
And I know what the judge had to say. Josh, you want to be the damn chief of Piedmont?
Nah, we just want to be the – we just want to let these small blocks know, you know, to stay in their motherfucking lane and stay the fuck out of ours.
I know that's right. But I mean, fellas, just keep supporting the track, man, and you know, making good things happen. And Shay, I don't know if you're still here. Just keep what you're doing too, man. Help, you know, keeping the track going and everything. And everybody work together, man. Help promote each other's events, shit. Keep the motherfucking popping, and we all be good, man.
That's right.
Believe that.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth,
hey,
strong government. I appreciate it.
That's all we got to do, man. We show each other love and everything and just keep on working this course. That's all we got to do.
100. That's what I'm talking about.
Because people love good
that's
racing,
right,
man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And Piedmont known for good racing. And we
damn
gotta,
right.
We just got to make it happen, man. The motherfucker ain't got the dual cap of the world name for no reason. It was the reason why that shit was named that. And it's a lot of bad races in the area. I mean, it's some sad times in the
world. Yeah, what's up, Kev?
This what, man said he going to gap me. He couldn't even gap a small block. How in the world he figured he going to gap me?
Shit. I'm going to tell you. All right, fuck it. I'm going to be the radio show host right now. And you know, when you're the radio show host, you post a motherfucker, keep it real. Somebody comes and tells you something, you supposed to let it be known. Now, you ain't got to tell who told it, but you're supposed to be let it be known. Okay, well, the word in the street is that you running around out this motherfucker and straight jacket counterfeit. They said, you know what I'm saying, you trying to act like you fast, but you really ain't fast.
Oh, that's what it is. Hey, what you just say, the key word? That's what's the key word of that sentence you said?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. They said you counterfeit.
Word on the street.
They said you think you fast, but you really know deep down that you ain't fast. They said that's why you keep running back and forth to the shop, because you still looking for something. They said you searching for love and ain't found it yet.
Nah, I just got my problem. I ain't want to be like Little Darryl all in the air all the time. That's all. I just come down to the ground.
I don't know. Well, you know, last year we had one little problem with it, with going in the air one time, but you know, shit, man. We don't have that problem, man. You know what I'm saying? That was just a little change in the air and making just a little bit more horsepower than the past before. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't got
I
that
know that's
fixed,
right.
So that ain't no issue.
That's right.
Yeah. And just to let you know, we looking for you, motherfucker.
I know you is for sure.
You can fucking believe it.
I know you is for sure. Don't get what you want, though.
I know.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Friday night, man. I'm just going to put it out there because, you know, it is what it is. But they said $3,000, 16-car minimum, no class cars. So that means if you show a time within the past 365 days, you can't run in that class. And it's not my class. I'm not running it. But I know a whole lot of y'all cars. So if y'all come in there thinking somebody ain't going to know, or whatever, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be at the track Friday night, and I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be looking. So if I see you, and I know you done showed that time, then don't try to pull no bullshit or get mad when somebody tell you you can't run in the class. So, you know, it ain't my class. If it was, you know, I just owe my shit to the field. But, you know, this is something else, and it ain't nothing wrong with the way they running it, because at the end of the day, that's their money they putting up. And when you're putting your money up, you can give it away how the hell you want to give it away, you know. And that's just being straight up honest. So, like I said, Friday night, I think the gates open at 6:00. I think the track will be ready at like 7 or something maybe. I'm sure the shootout probably start about 8:30 or 9. I'm sure somewhere in that area. But like they said, $3,000, 16-car minimum. I'm sure if it's not 16 cars, they just gonna break the pot down. You know, just like most people do. Like I said, we participated in last week. It was a great thing. Everybody got paid. Wasn't no problems. Everybody was happy. It ain't no bullshit with it. I can tell you that now from experience. It's not no bullshit with them guys. Whatever they say, they
yeah, it wasn't no. It ain't no tickets. It wasn't no tickets after the race started.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just
no tickets at the
it was just
started,
good shit, man. I mean, it wasn't, you know, everybody was happy, and you know, like I said, you know, we look forward to seeing everybody. I hope some people come in. If y'all, I mean, if y'all really want to race, man, and some people really get some shit going on the internet, we might have a special show, you know, maybe like Thursday something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe try to have one maybe kind of early Thursday or something like that, maybe tie in with JB show. Because, you know, this weekend they got a big race at William Brown's up there at Virginia Motorsports Park, which they do every year. It's a, you know, it's a hellified race. We ain't never been, but, you know, I've seen it, heard about it. It's a hellified race. We might go up there this weekend.
Yeah,
but that's Saturday, you know, Friday at Piedmont.
Yeah, it's a good race.
So, you know, that's what it is, man. So we might have a, like I said, might have a special show Thursday. If some people on here end up getting their parts in or getting their heart in or getting a check in or getting their money in, whatever they, you know what I'm saying, whatever you need to get in to lock in, you know, hopefully you'll have that in between, you know, now and Thursday, and you let it be known. And like I said, we can have us a special show and we can get to the bottom of it. And you can believe it.
Yeah.
Why? You know something I want to know, though, why everybody on here, man, because this show cool. I want to know why don't nobody really run you nuts. So why don't nobody really want to fuck with you? Why you ain't? Why don't nobody want to race Ali?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's almost be gone. He must have hung up.
I can't say, man. I ain't got a car running.
Nutso must have hung up.
It knocks me out. I call my garage on jack stand.
Yeah, I guess Nutso must have hung up. I don't know, but you know that car there, man, don't nobody shit, man, don't nobody race that car. They must be scared of that motherfucker. They must know that's what's in that bitch. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, man, if ain't nobody got nothing to talk about, man, we done had a good show, man. You know,
shit, let me say one more thing, yeah. Josh, before you shut it down, bro. Well, everybody know our shit house is open to anybody, you know, class, grunge, whatever. And it's, we started this year, we ain't got
yo,
nothing
yo,
to talk
hello.
Out, so
hello.
Each
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yo.
Can y'all hear me?
Yo, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Huh? Y'all go ahead. Hold on a minute, Nacho. Hold on. Go ahead, man. Yeah, what I was saying, I was like, this year we ain't got no minimum car count, so if fucking three cars show up in a small block, it still pay the whole $4,500. So we did that because of the points deal, so it's the same payout each race regardless of what the car count is. And anybody open, so if you want to take a shot at it, anybody welcome to get in.
Hey, do y'all got an entry fee, Lance?
Yeah, it's $100 entry fee in all three classes.
Okay.
But the whole 13.5 payout is guaranteed, no matter what. If it's
okay.
Like I said, if it's two cars.
Oh, yeah. Y'all always paid y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't going to be no minimum car count. It's going to pay out regardless.
Yeah, we only doing minimum because it's free.
Oh, yeah. And I respect
yeah,
it, because
yeah.
I didn't need it, too. So, yeah. I mean, in a way, that's a good thing, but we just tried it this way this year because, you know, we're doing a points deal, and we just did it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what I mean?
To bring more support, you know what I'm saying? But
Y'all situation is always concrete, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate everybody be coming, too. I mean, like our last event.
Yeah.
We didn't get to get the last Darlington race in because of the rain, so I had to cancel. But the Woonstock deal, I've seen a lot of y'all guys down there, and we appreciate that support 100%, man. I mean, I can't tell y'all one by one. But
oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you what we messed up at, though. We wish we would have bought more cars because we thought they was going to be catering to all those big-name people y'all had in there, but they wouldn't.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
So
we saw that. Yeah, that's why if you look at our payout, all our payouts is the same in all three classes. We ain't gonna cater to nobody more than enough. If a guy come in and he runs a small block and he runs a certain number, then somebody come in with a 315 car and you know it's fucking shit fast. I mean, I'm not gonna cater to that guy more with this guy with the small block. I ain't doing it, man, because once you come through that gate and support that event, you all getting treated the same, man. If he have any problems, like it come to me or come to Travis, we'll try our best to damn fix it and handle the situation and accommodate what you need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. Josh, appreciate you, man. What you got going on, what you doing to help everything get back on track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know my number if you ever need anything, bro. Just holler. Same way with anybody. Just stay in touch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same here with me, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be back on the show before the race. If I can't make up there this Friday, because I might be out of town. Good luck to everybody. Be safe. Have a good time. And again, Chad, appreciate what you're doing too to get Piedmont back right.
Yes, sir, Lance. Thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate you. And Josh, we appreciate you also.
All right, fellas. Y'all take it easy, man. I'm going to get off here.
All right, that's what it is. Yeah.
Sure, we had a good show, y'all. And everybody heard
Were you looking for me, Josh?
Why motherfuckers always scared to race y'all, man? Why motherfuckers don't ever want to run you, man?
Man, I don't know, man. I just be quiet, don't say much, man. I keep letting them call me out a couple times. What they gonna do? I just
hey, y'all come
way,
on
man.
With the background noise, man. Come on, man.
What you say?
Don't worry about it. When I find your ass, I'm going to hang you up now. I promise you. All right, go ahead, man.
I don't know. I guess they don't want to embarrass us too bad. I appreciate them.
That shit is crazy, man.
I guess they don't want to embarrass us too bad.
Man, shit. I just know what motherfuckers do. They don't never be calling. They don't never be calling damn nuts. I mean, you know, Ali name, man. They always stand clear of that motherfucker.
I don't know what.
Yeah. I don't know. I was wondering, man. You know, I didn't know if you damn. You know it or not, man. But yeah, shit. Motherfuckers, they don't be hollering your name.
Hey, man, I don't know. He's crazy.
Yeah. Damn right.
They want to wrestle. Man, they want to wrestle first, then they want me to take the losers.
Yeah, this shit crazy. You going to be there Friday night?
Yeah, they want. Yeah, them two want to wrestle first, then they want me to take the losers. And then I guess I get the winner after that. Well, if I lose, I guess I had to try to win anyway.
Oh, yeah, you'll be able to get a run. Dale Handy ain't going to be able to run the next week anyway, so, shit. You know, he should have an extra two bands because he said he was going to run Bad Storm for two bands, so he should have an extra two bands of shit back because we can't do the race, so, damn, you might be able to get it Friday night.
Yeah, we sure going to try it. I love to try it. I try them any kind of way. It don't matter. I'll trail them. It don't matter.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see Friday night, y'all. And we'll tune in next Monday night, same time, same place, same number. We'll tune in next Monday night. And Friday night, you know, if everything gets popping on the thing, we might have a special show Thursday night. But if not, you know, everybody be at Piedmont Friday night. And we'll see everybody Friday night, man. We out of here.
All right. All right.